lot of chili.
Is there another word you can use there?
A kind of chili.
Red
chili.
And now, if you had a choice, you might say, I'd what do this and that.
I'd rather do this than that.
And what would you say to a friend if you haven't seen him for a long time? How would you express your feeling about seeing him again?
I'm so glad to see you. Proud to see you.
Now is that, would proud and glad be the same thing?
Yes. It would mean, I think, the same.
And now, if somebody owns 500 acres or something, you might, how much land would that be?
Just 500 acres, I don't know what you...
That'd be a what of land?
A lot of land.
You might say, is there another way to say it's a lot of land? I said, well, that's just a little land. Now you say, oh, no, that's a...
I know what you're trying to get me to say, heap.
Well, you might say heap, or you might say right. Would you ever say right smart?
Right smart, yeah, that's a word.
Would you use it?
No, I don't use it.
Could you use it like that?
Right smart, yeah.
What does it mean?
You would know what it means, because it means it's more than a little right smart of it.
What about something like, would you say a right smart of pain?
A lot of pain, no, I wouldn't say a right smart of pain.
What about of money?
A right smart of money.
What about trouble?
A lot of trouble.
And what about good luck?
A lot of good luck.
And what about bad luck?
A lot of bad luck.
Well, would you ever say it rained right smart?
Yeah.
So how would you say that?
Oh, we got right smart of rain, that would be the word.
And what about a deal? You know?
A deal?
A good deal? Good eel?
A eel? Oh, that was a lot. A good eel is like you make a good crop.
So that would be a
good eel. That would be like corn, peanuts, something like farming. You made a good eel. That means excellent.
Could you make a good eel of money?
That's a lot.
What about a good eel of trouble?
That's a lot of trouble.
So what's that word again?
Good eel.
Now, if you want to say something, more enthusiastic than just yes, you'd say what?
Oh, yes.
And?
Definitely so, or something like that.
Well, you might say
certainly. Right, certainly so.
Is that what you'd say?
Certainly. I don't use that word too much.
Yeah, so what would you say?
I always say definitely so.
You'd say definitely so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about, if I say, can you really do that? You'd say, what do you think you'd say?
I sure can.
If you want to be, really polite to somebody, would you just say yes to them?
If they were older people, so.
Yeah, that is an older person.
Yes, ma'am.
Or
yes, sir. All
right. And do you remember old people saying something? You think anything different from that? A long time ago?
Yes, ma'am. No, something like that.
Well, now, if what about if somebody is